that we were discussing was the Tosas in Shavuos and the parallel Tosas in. Actually, before I get to that, let me just make a quick comment. A couple of quick ha'aros. I'll leave that actually for now. It'll fit in better later. Okay, so basically with regard to the question of two questions that we discussed more directly, one, the question of Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr, that's the Sugya in Psachim and the Sugya in Shavuos, and the other one, Behema B'Chayeha, B'Cheskas Yisr Omedes, or Ad Sheivad Alacha. So we noted that there's this major debate between the Rishonim, three Shitas in the Bali Tosas, right, whether or not Shchita, you know, is a, whether there's an Iser Aseyab Eno Zavuach, that's the view of the Bali Tosas, also picked up by many of the Chachmei Sfarad, particularly the Rajba, but others as well. The view of Rashi, which is that this is all about Abram and Achayin. Rashi says the same thing on Daf Tesum and Aleph. The Suga Behema Bechaya Becheskas Yisro Medes also appears on Tesum and Aleph. We'll hopefully have a chance to do it extensively because there are fascinating parts of it. I just don't want to learn the whole Masechta, you know, through the Akdama. But we'll hopefully talk about it there as well. Tesum and Aleph, and again Rashi on Pei Vavam and Aleph. Rashi in a whole bunch of places and all these other places. Beitza and Shavuos and Psachim and Chulin later on. Rashi in many, many places suggests that Abram and Achai is the Iser B'chayeha. And the third Shita, of course, is Shita of the Ritzva, which is that there is no Aseh, and Abram and Achai is also irrelevant. And at least in the case of Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr, the case is a case where it was Nisnabla Kodem Yom HaKippur. So you have these three Shitas in Bali Tosas that affects Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr as well as Behema Bechaya Becheskas Yisr Omedes. Again, the Tosas response that basically Shchita is a Matir and that there is no Yisr whatsoever doesn't really help you so much for Behema Bechayaha. Becheskas Yisro Medes. So that's something which still needs to be contended with according to the Bali Tosas. Talk another time about that. It should also be noted, this is a ha'ara that a couple of people made after yesterday's Shir, I think Shai and a few others, and that is that there is a chiddush to the fact that Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr is applied in this case. Partly the Kiddush is about the Yom Kippur part. That's not our topic at the moment. But it does highlight something that is relevant to us. In other words, one might have thought that the Din of Yisr Chal Yisr is only when you're dealing with a Chefta Shal Yisr. And in the case of Achila B'Yom Kippurim, mostly, you know, our instinct tells us that it's not that, you know, all of a sudden on Yom Kippur, you know, Chalos Shem Macholos Asuros descends on all food in the world. But of course, we do know from the Gemara that Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr does apply in that way. But that becomes relevant to something that is part of our topic, and that is if there is a din of Ein Zavucha, right? Does that really, depending on how you understand it conceptually, is that enough for to qualify it for the din of Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr? Meaning, if the Aseh, let's say, is an echo of or the extension of, you know, Nevela. Or it's, you know, Nevela before Nevela, but basically the focus is on the Iser Achilas Achepta. You know, that's one perspective. But we've been suggesting that, to explain why maybe it isn't a Lava B'Mechlal Aseh, that that there are Kiyum Aseh aspects to it. We've had different ways of explaining what that is. But once you say, although maybe it's only expressed through Achila. But at the end of the day, one could have just argued that if that's the case, that it shouldn't be subject to the din of Ein Yisr Chal al Yisr, because it isn't really about the Yisr of Achila Sachefza. It's about the statement that you make when you eat this, about ignoring, you know, what it is that is at the bottom of, you know, or root of the requirement of Shchita. But what you do see from Yom Kippur is that Ein Yisachal Liser has a more expansive application, meaning it isn't true that it only applies to, you know, Chafsa Shel Iser per se. If something is also to be eaten, albeit, you know, the Mechayev is something else, we still apply that principle. And just to show you, or just to expand that just for just a minute, it's interesting to note that in the Prima Gadim's discussion, in his Hakdama, right, that about a, you know, parallel issue, the problem of Mujba V'yomein, or Ein Shvua Chala Al Shvua. So one of the things that he discusses in that piece is the question whether or not the din of Ein Shvua Chala Al Shvua, or Mujba V'yomein, only applies to Lavin, or will even apply to an Aseh. This is his problem. The problem is that from, if you look at Yoredeya, he argues, there seems to be a stira. And if you look in the Rambam, there seems to be a stira. Because on the one hand, the it seems like the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch paskin that Shkita is a mitzvah saseh, and therefore, this is his argument, I'm going to respectfully disagree in just a second. And therefore, the view of the Bali Tosis and the Rajva, namely that it's there's an Asay of Eina Zvucha, should apply. You know, and once that is true, according to him, then you should also apply the rule that you know, Chatzishir, you know, is not the regular Chatzishir, but it's a Din Doraisa, like he was arguing, because on the focus of the Asay, right, you don't really have, you're not really bound, in other words, to the Hagdara of Achila. So he says, if that is the case, then how could it be that the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos and the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, both of whom seem to accept that there's a Asay, Isra Asay of Eina Zavucha, right, and therefore we would anticipate that they would have, you know, jumped on the Prima Gadim bandwagon, right, to say that Chatzishir isn't Chatzishir of Nevela, in other words, is more than the regular Chatzishir, that it's a Doraisa, direct Lehedya kind of an Iser. So then we should be saying that Mujba V'yomeid or Ein Shvua Chalal Shvua applies in that circumstance, but it's not true for the Rambam, and it's not true for the Shulchan Aruch, and this perplexes the Prima Gadim quite a bit. So his own preferred suggestion, which he then analyzes quite extensively and is not so thrilled about, is to suggest that maybe there's another argument, that there's another issue, especially for the Rambam, and that is, do you say Mujba V'omeid or Ein Shvua Chala Al Shvua, do you say that when there's only a mitzvah saseh? I'm sorry, do you say that when there's a mitzvah, yeah, when there's only a mitzvah saseh, not a lav, will you apply that din, or is that din only applicable to something which is Aser Behedja, the Torah's lav? And that's where he starts bringing, you know, conflicting evidence from Behemat Tmeya and from Tzedakah and from, you know, a bunch of other examples as well. So this question, this interesting question, whether Mujba V'yomeid Mihar Sinai only requires that there be a prohibition, you know, or whether it requires one in the form of a lav, is a question that, you know, is parallel to the question of what do you need in order to apply Ein Yisr Chal Iser. So both, there are really two parts of the question. What is in terms of form, lav and an essen? That's a more technical question. And the other, of course, is, you know, whether we're talking about a lav or an assay, or an Isra assay, the conceptual question. And that is, if it's really, these categories make the most sense, let's say, if you're talking about a Chetza Shel Iser. I'm not saying an Iser Chetza, by the way, I try to be careful. Iser Chetza has a Nedarim connotation, and I don't want to get into that issue at the moment. But the idea of a Chetza Shel Iser, where the focus is on, you know, on eating the object. Whereas, if eating the object is kind of a really just part of the mechayev, or the mechayev of eating the object is some other factor, like, you know, ignoring its simanim or not being careful about putting yourself in the situation of the lav, or that's kiyumim parts or other parts, then you might have thought that, you know, the din of, you know, ein shvuah chal al shvuah, it doesn't apply there, if it, I mean, as the first one, I mean. Because it's not that kind of an iser. And you might have thought that, but you see from Yom Kippur, that's the aura that I wanted to make, that that isn't exactly the case. Or at least that's an issue when it comes to ein shvuah chal al shvuah. So part, even as we discuss the application of shechita to these questions, right, there is another problem to contend with. So for example, again, in theory, the role of the aseh of eina zvucha, you know, for, again, we're applying it to two dinim. One is ein iser chal iser, and the other is behema b'chaya b'cheskas iser omedes. You also could be mechalik between those two, right, with regard to the same question. Right. In addition, one other point, and that is, I made the point the other day that it's a little bit, you know, mechudash of the prima gadim to assume that there's no chatzishir and that we're completely disconnected from the consequences of nedela. And if you think that the isra asay is a lav abam mechlal asay, but we happen to count it, then one would have thought that even though the language in v'zavacht of yachalta doesn't include achila, that still, if the purpose is to prevent nevela, which does use the language of achila, they should still be bound to the language, to the shiur of achila. That might be an answer, you know, to, you know, to solve, you know, some of the stiras that he's concerned about. Namely, if you hold like me, you know, that there's a mitzvah of shechita, and that, you know, well, why aren't you saying the chatzi shiur application? The answer might be because the chatzi shiur application is just too mechudash. There's still a connection to the veil. Okay. But that aside, again, so it's clear already that the Prima Gadim is assuming that the assay of the Isra assay of Eina Zavucha is something which isn't just a mere image of Nevela. And certainly that works well with the view that it already exerts some sort of status, you know, even when you're not violating it. In other words, let me say it this way. When it comes to the question of behema b'chaya b'cheskas yisro medes, so the timing is the same. It doesn't prove anything one way or another. But when it comes to the question of ein iser chal al iser, right, so you know, what you have to understand is that the iser of ein zavuach, right, is an abstract, or its status is an abstract one. That's what we're saying. What we're trying to figure out is, you know, was it Eina Zavuach before Yom Kippur began? Because either way, you're not doing anything wrong at the moment, right? So the assumption. So again, if you take the view that the Isra Aseh is just a way of reinforcing the Isra of Nevela, right, you might say, well, it doesn't have any impact on being Magda the Cheftza Mechayim. It's not that right now, you know, since you didn't do shechita, so you, even if you perceive it as this, you know, your as your next meal, you know, that already there's like, you know, this neon, you know, sign, you know, if only, you know, if only we could, you know, see it, you know, that saying ein azvucha, ein azvucha, ein azvucha, you know, or pre-nevela, 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 you know. So actually, it's much better to say for the balitosis. And I think it happens to work well with the Prima Gadim, although I don't know if he was thinking about all this, but with his analysis of Chatzi Shir as well. And that is that, in a way, Eina Zvucha overlaps with Nevela, right? But in a way, it transcends it. I mean, it really is about an attitude, like, if we were to think of this as food, you know, right now, what does it need? Rather than Lav or Ola B'Shnayim or L'Chazek Esa Isor, that should depend on actually, you know, eating the nevela. It should depend on the moment of eating the nevela. So this too is something which might differentiate the two sugyas. It is interesting if you look at some rishonim who you know, who reject Rashi and Avraham Ben Achai for one of these questions may accept it for the other. And maybe that shows that even though these are parallel questions, namely, is there an Isra Asay, and does Isra Asay solve the problem, that especially in the second question, does it solve the problem? The problem might be different in Ein Isra Chal Iser and in Behema Bechaya Becheskas Isra Medes. Having said that, just to add one other point connected to this, and that is, when it comes to the problem of Ein Isra Chal Al Iser and Behema Bechaya Becheskas Isra Medes, you also might be mechalek in terms of applying the rule of Ein Machzikin Me'isr Le'isr. That's part of, again, the objection to Rashi is that Avraham Ben Achai is over once you kill the animal, right? And at that point, we're dealing with Nevela. And Ein Machzikin Me'isr Le'isr. But the Rajba, for example, on Tesam and Aleph in Chulin, you know, to be Miyashev Rashi, even though he doesn't agree with Rashi, but he says, maybe Machzikin Me'isr Le'isr when it comes to the problem of Behema Bechayeha Becheskas Iser Omedes. The point I want to make is that when it comes to, because after all, at the end of the day, maybe what's more important is not the, you know, in, you know, the persistence of the same Iser, but the fact that there never was a moment, you know, when this Chefza was, you know, was mutter. And therefore, in all of its time, and therefore every aspect of the Safek, you know, the default is that it's Asur. It doesn't matter why it's Asur. Now, again, the Rajma himself isn't so keen about this idea, but he considers it as a possibility on Daftes Amral. But what I find curious is, would he have said the same, would he consider the same thing, or the same idea, with regard to Ein Isur Chal Al Isur? Could you be mechalik in the question, or the equivalent of machzikin, you know, me'isr le'isr, might you say that when it comes to behema b'chayeha, all we care is that there was no daylight. I mean, there was never a moment when the default wasn't isr. You know, and it doesn't matter that it's a seamless, you know, transition between two distinct, you know, isurim. But when it comes to ein isr chal al isr, which is about the relationship between Isa number one and Isa number two, right there I would think that you certainly wouldn't say Ein Machzikin Me'isa Le'isa. That's not about a suffix and a default, you know, which might be more pragmatic. It's about, you know, the relationship between the Isurim and whether the Isur Sheni, you know, has on what, you know, to be Chal. Everybody with me? So I just think it's curious that it could, I'm trying to be medayek, that maybe there are Rishonim who would be more comfortable saying Machzikin Me'isr Le'isr for one issue rather than for the other. Again, my own preferred solution, at least for Rashi, is that this is all about the relationship between Avraham Ben Achai and Eina Shchuta, or and the relationship between Nevela and Eina Shchuta, meaning Avraham Ben Achai and Nevela, according to Rashi, and for Balei Tosas, you know, to respond to the Riva question, that it's about the relationship between Nevela and Eina Shchuta. Typically, we don't say Machzikim Me'isr Le'isr, maybe ever. It's certainly not an Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. However, you know, this is kind of, in one respect, you know, these are brother Isurim. These are related Isurim. Okay, but either way, that is a, these are some of the very important principles that are involved in this question. In my opinion, because the Prima Gadim understands that the Isra Asay isn't just a Lava Bamechlal Asay Chizuk of the Isur, because of that, it also explains a comment that he makes, which I'm going to get back to in a few minutes, in Simin Yud Tes, in Yoredeya. Right there, he's trying to explain the Lashon of the Tur. We'll get back to this in just a couple of minutes, because we're going to talk about the Bracha. He understands, unlike the Bach and others, that the tour is emphasizing that you make a birchas shchita and shchita because you know, because you might have thought, right, that there's no requirement of a bracha because it's about a lav, you know, and you don't make brachas on lav. Okay? So the Prima Gadim says that that's what the tour had in mind. He wants you to know that don't think this is an azhara. This is really a also an asay. It's a mitzvah. So what he says is, this connects with my earlier thesis, right? And he really calls it. He says my earlier thesis, right? Of my Hakdama, right, where I argue that most Rishonim are of the opinion that Shechita is an Isur Aseh. Okay? Since it's an Isur Aseh, so that's what the Torah is trying to say. Don't think it's just a lav. It's really an Isur Aseh as well. Okay? So what's important about that? Here. V'da, hodekosav atur v'amechaber, ha-shochit tzorach she'yivarech, Kosov abach the balomer the low tema sheyivarech acharkach. We'll get to that. Shema tisnabel the lindira dimkein hayilalomar shochet mevarech kodem. Right. Avolishni da tur mashma the bolashmina the tzorach levarech. But pshita v'yanira da almitzas losa say. Right. Ef shar levarech. Ef shar mevarchinan, whatever it is. Kimo nikur chelev v'gidanasha. Kimo shakasav, right, isa v'heter. Mishum dahava lo saseh. V'imirtz Hashem v'hilchas chelev abayr. V'im kein shchita l'man desover v'zavach talav mitzah saseh l'tikun alav, right, ayin tosa shvuz chavdalid l'fi aritz v'asham. V'im kein ein mevorchim min hava kol mitzah lo saseh. Ma she'en keni v'zavach dahava mitzah saseh Shaper mivarchinan, v'psicha harachnu, ivizavachta av mitzvah saseh, v'bezeh meduyak divrei halavush, right? V'kivin d'shchita mitzvah saseh, d'chsiv izavachta. That's what he writes. Ulritzva kasha mipsachim, v'din shochet ben pakuah nisbar, and so on and so forth. Okay. So my point is as follows. He basically, it's an interesting interpretation. And it goes to the heart of what we've been discussing, namely the Shechita, just an Iser, you know, or a Ramatir, or is it an Iser Aseh, etc. But what's curious about it, what's interesting about it, is it really true what he says? Meaning, is it true that once you say that there's an Iser Aveinu Zavuach, that solves the Bracha problem? As opposed to the view that Shechita is just a matir, right, and that mostly the focus is on the lav of Nevela. So the truth is, you could argue in both directions. Number one, you could say that Shechita is a matir, and there is no Isra Veinu Zavucha, and still it requires a bracha, right? If you take the view that we were suggesting for some, and that is that this isn't stam. A matir, it's a matir, right, which is suffused with a certain value. Right? Maybe we make brachos on matirim, just like in Minin HaMitzvos, we might count certain kinds of matirim. So you could argue on that point. But you could also argue the other point, and that is, assuming that there is an Isra Aveinu Zavuach, there's a mitzvah aseh, Aveinu Zavuach, an Isra aseh, does that mean that you clear the hurdle in terms of making a bracha? So if you felt that it was a lava b'mechlal asay, meaning that it was just a way of being mechazek the lav, then the answer certainly would be no. But the Prima Gadim, in my opinion, is l'shitaso, because he doesn't think that when Tosa says that there's an iser asay, that means lava b'mechlal asay. Right, because if that were true, number one, maybe it wouldn't help the in the timing of Yisrael Chalal Iser, although it would help in the timing of, it would help for Behema Becheskas Yisrael Medes, right? But more importantly for the Prima Gadim, it wouldn't justify applying this din to Chatzi Shir, or for the Minchas Chinuch, I guess, to Shalom Kederach. Right? That could only be if the Yisra Aseh of Einu Zavucha is something which connects to the Yisra Nevela, but it's not limited by the Yisra Nevela. And it really is a kiyum in its own right. Because what you need, according to the Prima Gadim, in this particular context, namely in your Tes Aleph, is not just that technically there's an Aseh, but that the focus be a kiyum rather than Yisra. Okay, now that's important to note. In just the other two, just very quickly, Tosas and Chulin, Lamed Vav and Aleph, just connected to the same problem, has an interesting discussion. Tosas here, is it Lamed Vav and Aleph? Lamed Zayin and Aleph. In the middle of Dibra Maska Vim Tomar, says Vim Tomar Lamaid Parachi Amris Nami Masukenes Shari Tikshi Amai Itzrich Kra Lasar Nevela Ha Asura Mechayim Mishum Iser Sheina Zavucha. Why do you need a pasuk to be Oser Nevela? Right? There's any way in Iser Mechayim, this Tosel Shitaso Mishum Iser Sheina Zavucha Drachman Amar Vizabachta. Okay. Now, Tosu doesn't give an answer to this question. Referring to his shita about Einu Zechal Isa. Okay, I just want to make again the Ha'ara. That Tosas here is not only saying that there's an Isra Seh Yemen Zvucha, which he is, that's Lashitaso, that's fine, against the Ritzvah, against maybe Rashi. But what he's saying here, which is fascinating, is once you have the Isra Seh Yemen Zvucha, according to this particular Mandamar, why do you need a Lav of Nevela? Oh. So my point is that that's strange. If the whole point of the Isra Seh was simply to be Mechazek, the lav of Nevela, but the Ikar Din was the lav of Nevela, then this question is nonsensical. Right? So if, on the other hand, you know, it's the opposite, in a way, right? Like that suggestion of Rabbi Avraham and Rambam, just not practically, but conceptually, namely, that lav of Nevela is because he didn't do the Shechita. It's the Chi of Shechita, which in a way creates the lav of Nevela, right? Or if there are two different dinim, but at least the la, the aseh part is its own identity. So then Tosas's question is more more on target. Similarly, Tosas on Kufchaf Amud Aleph, that's the other Tosas that they all point to here. Tosas here says again, Malahanach Shekein Loisa Shasa Kosher. So this is an interesting question. Again, this is a question how to define Shasa Kosher. And this parallels the question of Yisro Chalal Yisro and Behemar B'chayaha, right, B'cheskas Yisro Medes. Right, because the question is, you know, was it Asur previously? Was there ever a moment when it wasn't Asur? So the Tosas here says, the Nevela Kamoshi Ata Mesa Lohayala Shasa Kosher. Inami mechayim haya ba iser eber menachai. Va'afil mandomar ebar mamedes haya iser she'ena zvucha. So he's trying to explain that nevela is something that has the shasa kosher, has had a shasa kosher. So again, this is the question. If you look here at the Tosarash has a slightly different take on this. Is the hagdara of Shasa Kosher the same as Behema Bechaya Becheskas Isra Medes? Is that the same as Einis Rechal Lisa? Or does that simply depend? Does that depend on the fact that the Chefza has never been Mutter? Or does it need to be never Mutter for the same reason? And if so, again, what is the relationship between Eivor Menachai, Einis Shchuta, and Abed? Okay, so these are some of the issues. Did you want to ask? Yeah.
When it comes to the question of Baracha, I have to assume that it's Lashitas of the Minas Gulf, but can you say that he surely knows that there's going to be a Mitzvah Sasei? Meaning, without getting into what the nature of the Isser Sasei is, he still says there's a Mitzvah.
Well, he himself connects it.
But that could just be the Mitzvah Sasei.
He says, look what I wrote in the Hakdama. According to the Ritzva, who holds that there's no din of Einis Vucha, in Ochanami, you shouldn't make a bracha. What he does with certain Gemaras we'll have to still discuss, right? But if you hold, like I demonstrated in the Hagdama, you know, that most Rishonim hold like Bali Tosis, that there is an Isra of Einis Vucha, an Isra Asei of Einis Vucha, then you should make a bracha.
I thought his emphasis was much more not on the Isra Asei of Einis Vucha, but the Mitzvah Asei of Vizabah.
Right, but he's saying it in connection. I mean, he's referring to that discussion. Now, if the Zavachta only, what I'm saying is, if the Zavachta was only a reinforcement of the Lav, which would still help you enough, you know, for Behema Becheyab Becheskas Iser, I'm arguing for, in a subtle way, that maybe it wouldn't help you enough for in Yisachal Iser, and it wouldn't help you for, you know, Chatzishir and those things. So I'm saying the Prima Gadim already, I'm saying, had the Prima Gadim not understood Tosis as implying that there's a kiyum, had he felt that all it means was that there's a reinforcement of the Iser, then this wouldn't help you. That's all I'm saying.
Why can't you say like something similar to within the Rambam, but if you don't believe that the Rambam holds that there's an Iser as a Genis Mukha, the fact that there still is a Mitzvah Aseh of Mizav Akta would be enough to justify Bracha. Even if you take a
But how do you know there's a Mitzvah Aseh? A kiyum asay that's separate from the Isra asay, if there really is an Isra asay. Now, the Ravid and those, they don't count it in many mitzvos, but they're acknowledging the possibility. In a way, I'm suggesting that the way to read the Ravid and Minyan HaKatzar is they're saying two things. Number one, in Botam, because it's a matir. And number two, even if you don't think it's a matir, so it's a lava b'makal asay. So that's technically an asay, but you're not going to count that. So is that enough reason to make a bracha? Unless it is generally, right? So I'm saying the Prima Gadim is cluing into that. You don't know once you think that there's that it's to reinforce the lab. You don't know that there's also a separate mitzvah or a kiyum in its own right. You can't know that. If it probably is both at the same time, then probably the reinforcement itself is because of that different machaya. That's usually what it's going to be.
That's why can't it be that there is a kiyum of shrita? But that doesn't go as far to say that for questions like Yisro Chalos or Yisro
I'm just saying all I'm saying is he's telling you look at my discussion about Yisro Chalos or about Behema Bechaya Becheskas Yisro Medes. He says what I'm saying here now depends on the way that I analyze those three deos of Tosis, or those three deos, meaning Rashi, Tosos, and the Riva in my Akdam. He's saying that. I don't think it had to be that way. I'm just saying for him to say that is consistent with the fact that he has taken several steps beyond the Bali Tosis, I think, in making it clear. That's what I'm trying to bring out, right? That this isn't just a lava bava chal asay. This is a kiyum asay with lav repercussions as well. But in theory, he didn't have to say that. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying theoretically, it wouldn't. Those things don't have to be able to.
They don't have to, but I'm saying the Prima Gadim is linking them. I think he is saying they are. By saying, look at my discussion, it depends on that.
In one direction, but the other direction doesn't have to.
Maybe. That I'm not sure about. Okay. So Shasa Kosher, and it's Shasa Kosher, and the question of whether you could substitute the assay for the lab. Sorry. All these are important questions as well. Okay, next. So Tosas in regarding this question, whether you make a bracha on Aksherim, so I was going to call him Yehuda, but the voice doesn't allow. We'll give him a couple of days of rest. Tani, Kuf Hei Yom Aleph. Tell us on Kuf Hei Yom Aleph. Yeah? What is that? What's it got to do with anything? My Rishonim, my Makronim. That's for tomorrow, right? When we all. Although I don't go. I don't even want to know. You know? It's going to be a big surprise when we walk in. You know? When Avram does catering, you know? Like, what does it mean? Okay, so, you know, Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim, right? What's it got to do with us? The answer by the end of the Tosis, right? Yeah? Maybe? You didn't see it? Are you going to tend to see it? Oh, okay. Elimelech. Rami? Aryeh? Tosis and Kufay?
Yeah, I mean, he called it like Hapshara Hila. Maybe like he called like the Shkitas before one Hapshara Hila. And like this is that has like implications as to whether or not to make a bracha
So he's not talking about the Tosis here. Is not talking about Shkita, right? They're talking about the Tilasim. Right? The Gemara has a debate whether Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah, right? Achronim Chova. The question is, what does it mean? What do we mean when we say the Tosis? You have it in the middle there. You're talking about the Mayim Nafkamina, right? Hoda Rishonim Mitzvah VeAchronim Chova. Right. Yachronim Archova because of Melach Stomis, right? Health concerns, right? But the Rishonim are Mitzvah. Okay, so it says Tosis Mali Mitzvah Mali Chova, or Chavayu Chova, because you have to do Mitzvahs too, right? Kedikhtani Bebraisa, the lower Shus. So what does Rebbeinu Tam say? Can't you know discard this? You can't ignore your health, but you know this level of mitzvah for Muhammad's Rishus, right? You're not obligated. Okay, excellent. Nothing to do with us, correct?
Correct.
Few lines down to Bala Lachas Gedolos. Pirish. Right, the practical things don't get a bracha, but the mitzvah, it's a spiritual mitzvah, mishum srach truma, that gets a bracha. So then he says, umikan. Because again, what's Kriya Shema Alamita for? Mipnei Mazikin. So even though that's kind of like a not a physical danger, but a you know a spiritual danger, but again it's not something that triggers a bracha. Yeah. Oh, Im Tomar.
Im Tomar and Tzayim Kigo Minbina Labasa Shahim and Surah Mitzah Yu to Unim Bracha.
Which is what you were talking about before that, so I just wanted to get the background. The answer is, right, if Hechshar Achila, like Nikur Chelev and Melichas Basar, right, don't require a bracha. Correct? So this, of course, very relevant to us. Who else was talking about Nikur, Chelev, and Melach in this context? Ramban, no? I mean, that group of Makoros, 100%. But the Ramban is Shoresh Aleph, when he was trying to explain to the Bahag what you count for mitzvah. Now, again, what you count for mitzvah, what you need for bracha, are they the same? Ah, question, right? We already noted that. That's relevant to the Tashbetz, right? Ramban says, oh, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvah B'tzivanu. And the Tashbetz, in his places, says, no, the very fact that you make a bracha, correct? And now we add it again with the Prima Gadin. The fact that you make a bracha, right? Okay. Anyway, what I want from this Tosis is very simple. And that is, what about Hechsherim, Matirim? Do you make a bracha on a Matir? So what Tosis is saying is, you make a bracha on a mitzvah, but you don't make a bracha on Nikur Chelev and on Melichas Basar. Because they're no different in principle from, you know, mazikin, I mean, Kriya Shema Shalmita, and Mayim Achronim, you know, Mishum Melach Stomis. They're pragmatic. Remember I was talking about the difference between physical matirim and spiritual matirim, and within spiritual matirim, right, ones where there's a kiyum or an isur, you know, etc. Okay, so in light of this, of course, the obvious question is, and what about shechita? Right? So if shechita is only just a matir, even though it's a spiritual matir, you know, if it's just to avoid nevela, I mean, this is reinforcing the point of the prima gaudium in a way, right? If it's just the matir of an isur, or the he's saying even if it's the reinforcement of an isur, but he's certainly also saying that according to Tosfos, who's Tosfos in Shavuos, that, you know, shechita is just a matir, right? It's not a mitzvah at all. You're not going to. He said Tosfos is here, where it seems he's saying you should make a bracha. Then they're talking about an isur kal isur, right? So this is a very important question and a very important point. So we have a simple parallel issue in minyan mitzvos. Now we have it in brachos. But it seems like pretty much we do make a bracha. Do we make a bracha? So number one, there's a sugya in, I'm going to finish with this tomorrow, but there's a sugya in Parakisli Adam. Right? What is that? Is that Gemara speaking about Birchas Shechita or Birchas Kisli Adam? Right? Then the sugya in Psachim. I want to look at these very quickly tomorrow, which we already saw in different girsos. And of Zion, where the Gemara talks about the Nusach, but the implication is that there's a bracha. Right? Then you have the Yerushalmi, Periktes of Hilchos Brachos. Right? All these are sources that seem to say that there is something called Birchas HaShechita. Again, there are two issues involved here. What does it take to trigger a Birchas HaShechita, to trigger a bracha, and, you know, whether Shechita qualifies. There's also another question, and that is, if it does qualify for bracha, are we so sure what kind of bracha it is? The Pashtos, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. But as we'll see tomorrow when we finish with this, Josh, who disagrees and thinks it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, a prominent rabbinical personality, what? Excellent. The Taz argues that it's a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, and that there are important nafkamina, you know, between the two. But we have to understand the implication of that as well, right? The in the Tshuva to, you know, the exchange between Rav Yosef, Ibn Palat, and, you know, the Ravi Abad, Raibid, both, we touched on that as well. So, Birchas Shechita figures prominently. Right? The assumption of all parties is that there is a Birchas Shechita, that it is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? And the question is, why is that so, given the parameters that Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat, do I have one more? Why are we done with the already? Got all the time in the world. Okay. We're not even putting Mad on jeopardy. It's nothing. It'd be criminal not to use the time. Right, so all these Makoros are really dealing with the same kind of a question. Here I have the version in the Abu Dram. Second. But he says earlier, all these things. Hare Shechita, here. But he was asked, like, you know, when do you make a bracha? When don't you make a bracha? Right, this is a very long tshuva. So one of the things that he says is, "Ki im nomar ein mevarchin al mitzvah aseh sheyesh ba azhara." Now that's fascinating, of course, because we're not talking about ein mevarchin al azhara, right? We're talking about ein mevarchin al mitzvah aseh sheyesh ba azhara. That's exactly what we were talking about a couple of seconds ago, right? Namely, that's what the prima gaudium was saying. Well, it's a mitzvah say sheyesh ba'azara, so it's fine. As opposed to the ritzvah, it's only yesh azara and it's a matir. And I was saying, well, it depends how you understand what the mitzvah say sheish b'azara is. If it's a lav above mechal haseh, in the more traditional understanding of it, simply the chazek is a lav, so who really cares? So in a way, this is all the way back, you know, 12th century, in this whole, you know, beginning of the formalization of this discussion, right, was a suggestion, kim nomar in mevarchen al mitzvah say sheish b'azara. And what's the maskanas, right? So is it what's a yav mitzvah say sheish b'azara? So then he says, "Vareshchita." I'm skipping a few lines. "Sha'odam muzar shelo leachol nevela u'mevarech aleha." Odilma bin nechira bi'alma he'anitzal min anevela ma'acher shelo mesa mi'atzma vashchita aisa mitzvah b'fnei atzma ba'osa shoa shayabasa nechira muteres. Afu bishachshav yesh bin nechira mishul nevela kim shehukba osa bracha. Hukba. Okay. So actually this is a fascinating suggestion. I hope we'll get tomorrow, because I want to, you know, talk about bracha, and then I want to talk about you know, Basar Taiva Bamidbar. Right? This is the debate between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel on Tezayin Yudzayin, Tezayin Beis Yudzayin Beis, if you want to talk about tomorrow, hopefully already. And that is did what happened in the Midbar figure in? Did it affect, right, the Nusach HaBracha? What do we mean by that? Oh. So, if the Nechira B'Alma Nitzal Min Anavela, right, that's his idea. The Hashchita Haisa Mitzvah B'Pnei Atzma Ba'osa Shah Shahaya Basar Nechira Muteres. Right, what does he mean by that? Only in the context of Kachim? Or even separate from Kachim? I'll have to come back to this once we see the Gemara. Either way, that's a curious piece of Klal Yisrael's, you know, halachic history. That's the reason why we make a bracha? That's the only reason we make a bracha now? The Afal Pishach Shav Yesh Bin Nechira Mishum Nevela. Kivin shehukba osa bracha hukba, meaning what? Meaning we stand on ceremony. We don't, you know, that's that at the time shechita was a mitzvah because nevela was neutralized by even the chira. Right, the whole, like, what is it? You know, Rabbi Akiva. Right, so you know, once we set that that there's going to be a bracha. We can never drop it. We're so inflexible that, you know, we can't change from the Chalila. Meaning, the history matters. There's an echo. L'mashal l'mal d'avardome, right, I was quoting the Abu Dram's Rabbeinu Asher, you know, about why we don't make a, you know, some sort of a different Nusach HaBracha on meat. After all, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the animals, right? And one of the views was, because in the time of Adam HaRishon, you know, it wasn't permitted to eat meat. Okay, but that was a very long time ago, right? So since then, that was when we established the Nusach HaBracha, and we can never change it. So what's he saying here, right? Then in the end, you know, he decides that the whole Yesod is wrong. And gets back again, so he said, that's why Shechita is very prominent. It's not just us then. The lake of the Shechita, Chad Mihani Tami, the Lema the Lolabarachala. In the end, he says, the reason you make the bracha is because there's no reason not to make it. The fundamental reasons, we will stop in 1 minute. The Lo Toli Bedasa Cherim, Kihanach, the Lab Mitzvah Baba Beira, Kihanach, by that he means like a Lavanita Klase, that's what he calls a Lav. Fascinating that he calls it a Mitzvah Baba Beira. Like, you know, the tikkun of Kan Sipor. The lo tochul kol nevela, lav mitzvah lo sase anita klasehu, mishum de lav le tkuni lav ze osi mitzvah shchita. Again, it's just a great line. I mean, don't think that shchita is to be matir the iser of nevela. It's really motzi from the hagdara of nevela. And again, for Avraham and Rambam and others, maybe it's the opposite. Right? Maybe Nevela is not, you know, is ignoring your Shechita. They say, don't think Shechita is a matir or a metakein, you know, of Nevela. It's a motzi midei Nevela. So that's not the reason. The lav the nevela lav chad maisa bahadi mitzvah shchita. U'mishumachim bevarchen alon. Without saying that there's no azara. Okay, so we'll see what the Yor Zarua in Aleph Kuf Mem says. Okay, but this is exactly the question. Right, what does the history have to do with anything? And similarly, you have the question, I'll discuss both of these, we'll start with that tomorrow, and that is the Rosh and Psachim. Right, the Rosh and Psachim wants to know, right, why do we make a bracha on Shechita if it's only a matir? Right? It seems like it's only a matir. Why is it any different than making a birchas mitzvah on Eruson? That's a strange question for everybody but the Rush, right? The Rush's view is that Eruson is a birchas shevach behoda because you could fulfill Piri of Arivia, which is the real mitzvah, outside of Eruson. You just violate an Iser. That's not a reason for a bracha. Why is birchas shechita different? And he gives three answers. So let's talk about Rabbi Yosef ben Palat, the Rush. We'll go back to that Prima Gaudin just for a second, the Or Zarua, the Taz, and a few other things tomorrow, just the bracha side. And then I want to get to the final aspect, and that is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, and especially Rambam Shita. Okay? That should take us to the end of Akdama, and then we'll start straight. Remind me tomorrow, I want to come first. Is yours?